This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. With COVID cases surging all over the country, administrations at colleges and universities had been debating whether vaccines should be required for on-campus students, faculty, and staff. Well, the game changer happened earlier this week as the Pfizer vaccine has received full approval by the Food and Drug Administration. LSU President William Tate IV said during a recent media briefing at LSU Health Shreveport where he stood on students getting vaccinated.
Once it's FDA approved, we're going to ask that all of our students take the vaccination as part of a process of enrollment.
Even with FDA approval, though, there will still likely be some vaccine hesitancy, to which Tate had this to say.
You all know that vaccinations have long been a part of the process for enrolling in higher education. And so adding another one to the schedule, for me, if it's going to keep our students safe, keep the staff and faculty safe, is the thing to do.
As for students returning to LSU in Shreveport, Larry Clark, Chancellor for LSUS, explains what is expected from students, faculty, and staff.
Because the vaccination has received the formal approval, we will move consistent with the state in regards to our employees and consistent with LSU in regard to our students to require the vaccination for all faculty, staff, and students. That will be expected to be achieved at least the first vaccination shot before the week of September 13th.
Students will have to submit proof of their first vaccination or formally opt out via the exemption waiver form and be required to get tested for COVID on a regular basis. LSUS is holding vaccine events on campus. The first will take place August 27th, and students who get vaccinated at this event will receive a $100 Visa gift card once they receive both shots. Take Your Shot for 100 incentive is sponsored by the state of Louisiana. You've been listening to Red River Radio News.